This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now into hour number two on this live Friday edition, the Q Shaman of his maiden voyage joins us. Coming up, next segment. The full clip's about 6 minutes long. It's posted up on InfoWars.com. We'll play a few minutes of it here. Here's Vivek Ramaswamy. Formally announced his plan to shut down the FBI. I think it's got to be done. It can't be reformed now. It's got to be shut down. Here's his breakdown.
Which brings me to the first arm of the administrative state that I have committed in my administration. We will not just reform. Reform is a false promise. I don't think the people who make that promise believe it's false. I think they're good people who fundamentally think it's true. Mostly Republicans are the ones you'll hear it from. We're going to reform a government bureaucracy. We're going to reform the administrative state. We're going to reform the FBI. I believe that's a false promise because it cannot be done. I stand not on the side of reform. I stand on the side of the American Revolution. And that is why today I am announcing formally our plan not to reform the FBI, but to actually shut it down in a way that restores the integrity of our constitutional republic. And I'd like to explain to you why this is far more practical than it actually sounds. I have to admit to you guys, this scares a lot of people when I say this. I cannot tell you the number of my former colleagues and friends who were would-be donors that say my plan to shut down agencies like the ones I'm telling you about today give them pause in supporting me. But what I tell them back is actually, you know what's extreme is actually the existence of a bureaucracy that says that we the people have no say in how our government's actually run or held accountable. So today, here's the structure of how the federal government is organized. My task here is to explain to you not only what we will do, but why it is the more practical plan than the status quo. At the local level, you have the equivalent of the Department of Justice in the form of local prosecutors. And you have the local police, the equivalent at the federal level of the U.S. Marshals. You do not have a separate investigative unit that sits in between. When that 35,000-person-strong investigative bureaucracy, the FBI, sits in between, that is a formula for corruption. That is a formula for politicization. When a bureaucracy exists that should not have existed, that is a formula for rot. It is the same FBI that investigated Martin Luther King Jr., and threatened him with suicide 60 years ago on the back of illicit collected tapes that now threatens its political opponents of a different political persuasion. So the problems with this are clear. We have redundancy and waste. 35,000 employees, but only 15,000 of them are either agents or actually in investigative roles. 20,000 plus of those employees are just in so-called support roles. Think about the waste. That's an extra $1.4 billion per year just in the headcount costs for that support staff, not counting what they actually spend their money and resources on, which is about 10 times more than this. Mission creep then becomes a problem. After 9/11 in particular, the mission of this institution completely was dissolved so that it was able to creep in many different directions, taking on projects it shouldn't have taken on. And that was the formula and the road that led to the political weaponization that we see today. This is the status quo as it exists today. And I'm proud to show you this is how it will look by the end of 2025, the end of my first year of my first term. We will eliminate the FBI. It will no longer exist as an institution, but we will be able to move to the U.S. Marshals, to the DEA, to series of enforcement agencies that have not been politicized in the same way as the FBI, a subset of the 15,000 employees that are actually conducting real work, and the remaining 20,000 will have an opportunity to search for honest work in the private sector.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's a worker shortage, last time I heard.
And something I really want you to think about, Ultimate Krill Oil. We have to really look and work with top companies that are already some of the top krill producers to get their highest quality. This is beyond the grade A. It's kind of like beef where you have the different ratings. Well, this was beef. It's that super rated beef that you get at the steakhouses, you know, where the steak's $100 and where if it was just regular grade, it'd be $20. These babies, this is the highest grade of krill that you're going to find. This, ladies and gentlemen, is insane. So you need to get krill oil if you've not had krill oil. And if you take two of these before you go to bed at night, almost everybody calls in and says, my gosh, I have the most fantastic dreams ever. Your brain loves this stuff, and it funds the InfoWar, waking up other people's brains. Your ultimate krill oil now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and get your 1776 testosterone boost. It'll blow you away. InfoWarsStore.com.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Shaman, probably the most iconic image of January 6th, is our guest. He did a great job with Harrison Smith this morning on American Journal, 8 a.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. And he is well known for meandering on government property and keeping it real with Capitol Police on January 6th, saying a prayer for him. And when the footage began to come out, that it was coming out, that he was completely innocent, that they waved him in, like most of the crowd, after Ray Epps and the D.C. police broke in, he was released from prison. They said good behavior. Regardless, ladies and gentlemen, normally they shave 10% off a sentence for good behavior. They shaved, 20% off or so or more, 30%. He has got a website, ForbiddenTruthAcademy.com, on Twitter at American Shaman. Now, let me just say something right here. I apologize to Jacob for a few days after I got back, after that disaster on January 6th, knowing we were set up, knowing that Trump wasn't going to replace him on the inauguration, knowing that was a psyop, and talking to Jacob on the phone and him feeling like everything was fine, I got mad because I knew the setup was in for myself, Trump, everybody else, and I was just pissed. So I went off like a bull in a china cabinet and said mean things. I never said he was a Fed, didn't think he was, didn't say he was a bad person. I was just venting, and he kind of became the little subject to that. I've vented on a lot of people, and including folks here at the office. I mean, I was royally pissed off for a long time, and I still am. But so many others, of hundreds of innocent people, are still in prison. I want to get him back soon to talk about his worldview on the New World Order and all the things that are coming out, and spirituality and the Great Awakening. I agree with him, is here. And we'll do some of that here in the hour later. But I want to talk about January 6th, President Trump's indictment, where he sees all that going, what he thinks the deep state's going to do, and so much more. And it's great to see you, my friend, looking great, after all the hell you went through. And so we really, really appreciate you joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, and I appreciate your apology. It is warmly accepted.
Thank you. I got a lot of questions, but let's just give you the floor here up front to whatever is most important to you to get out there.
Well, to start, there's a lot of people that think that Tucker Carlson's footage got me released. But in fact, I had a year shaved off my sentence, 6 months for good time, 6 months for doing programs in prison. And that's because of the First Step Act or FSA credits. So I got 6 months for good time and 6 months shaved off for First Step Act credits. And then I was released to the halfway house 2 months before my sentence was up. I had my release date in mid-February before that footage ever aired. And then the footage aired like 3 weeks before my release date. And that was most certainly divine providence, because I had been praying for vindication. I had been praying for redemption, because I knew everything that was, you know, shown in the Tucker Carlson footage, but the public did not. So I think that it was really a paradigm shattering segment for a lot of people in the world, not just in the United States, but around the world, because everybody had come up with a narrative of what happened on that day based on what the Operation Mockingbird media told them. And the use of my image to create a shock and awe campaign, and the use of me as a straw man. And then this footage got released and people came to realize that, oh, this guy that they made the face of this thing, you know, he isn't a bad person. You know, horned man, not bad. Horned man, not crazy. You know, and I'll just tell you now, Alex, the reason why the police were escorting me around the building was because I offered to help them. I offered to help them stop vandalism, stop violence, if there was any, there wasn't, and stop anybody from stealing anything. And I also offered to help them clear the building, which I did later on. You know, I used my megaphone to help, you know, get people out of the building. And, you know, we were escorted out by the police. And that's that.
Absolutely. But as you say, though, it's very vindicating. We just showed some of the footage of them waving you in, them leading you in, them helping you. You go in, you say a prayer for everybody and for the police. We now know it was the D.C. police with Antifa and Ray Epps and others who said he, quote, orchestrated it. They just released yesterday his text messages, the January 6th committee, where he said he led the attack. So he's walking free, but you spent, how long did you spend in jail?
Well, I spent 10 and a half months in solitary confinement, and then I spent a total of 27 months in prison as a whole. So like 10 and a half months in solitary, and then, you know, around 17 months or so in like prison.
What is it like for you when you see Ray Epps saying attack the Capitol, go in the Capitol the day before, the day of, ramming signs, the first breakthrough over the police? And then saying he orchestrated it. What is it like to see him defended by the New York Times and by the Justice Department, and then you spent 27 months in jail?
It's very indicative that there is a collusion between government entities and the media. That's why I call them the Mockingbird Media or Operation Mockingbird Media, because essentially at this point it's state-run media.
Absolutely. What is it like for you to watch President Trump being arraigned yesterday inside the sewer that is the District of Mordor? What is it like for you to watch that?
Well, it's tragic to say the least, but, you know, it's also kind of interesting because now all this evidence that the other courts and other states refuse to hear can now be subpoenaed. It can now be made public evidence. So I kind of wonder a little bit how much this is actually going to work out the way that the shadow government deep state wants it to. The conspiracy charge, though, that is a charge that's very difficult to beat. It was made difficult to beat on purpose because it was used to go after the mafia. But it is also, since it was created, it's been used to go after countless American citizens. And that now includes Donald Trump,
who is 70 points ahead of the Republican candidates and 20 or 30 ahead of Biden. If that isn't election meddling, I don't know what is.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's quite clear that there is panic and that they don't quite know what to do. And the harder they try to fight and corner not just Trump, but the American people in general, then the more exposed this oppressive, tyrannical deep state apparatus becomes. But it's also the reason, that is also the reason why I advocate so heavily for peace, for love, for unity, for forgiveness, and a nonviolent, non-cooperation campaign with evil. Because the fact of the matter is, we are talking about less than 1% of the population that is attempting to control the other 99.9%. And if we simply just say, nope, not doing it, no, we're not going to eat bugs, no, we're not going to live in 15-minute cities, no, we're not going to wear uniforms, yes, we are going to own our own property, and you can't tell us how to live our lives, then there's nothing that can be done, especially if and when we stay peaceful. You know, just look at what happened in Romania when the government wanted to kill that pastor, and they had the candlelight vigil. And then lo and behold, oh, you mean you don't have to fight?
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Would protect you. The crew found it. London Telegraph. Use of fear to control behavior in COVID crisis was totalitarian, admits scientist. And it goes on to admit the military was used to do it. And it was unified. I mean, that is so illegal. Military campaign to influence public opinion continued after defense chief shut it down. CBC. I mean, there you go.
Yeah, well, the court of public opinion, I think, at this point has become the most powerful court in the land. And it's because the collective consciousness of humanity plays the largest role in the way that we function as a culture or as society. Once the truth becomes viral, everything changes. But this is why they choose to use these social media and mockingbird media apparatuses to spell misinformation and disinformation on the public. And it is a spell. It is the creation of an illusion. And then through that illusion, people's minds are governed. And anybody that controls that illusion is then in control of the minds of the masses.
So as they lose control, you're a smart guy. What do you expect him to pull to try to maintain that power?
Well, one thing I've noticed is every time there's a story about Biden's corruption, they indict Trump. I also think that it's important to note that whenever they get into some deep water, the deep state always pulls out aliens and UFOs. So if you look into things like Operation Bluebeam, and stuff like that, the idea of a faked alien invasion may not necessarily be out of the question. Holograms are very real. You've seen what these holograms can do in places like China or in places like Japan, where these things have been used for entertainment purposes. That means that they could also be used for a nefarious agenda.
You know, well, I'm going to grab the clip when we come back in a while. We've still got more time before we go to break. But have you seen the new AI influencer videos that are everywhere, that are fooling men? I mean, talk about an illusion or a spell. This is it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is about AI is that what it's really doing is it is obscuring or blurring the lines between what is real and what is fake. And when we get into like a spiritual level to all of this, what real spirituality is about is understanding, grasping, and acting on the perception of objective reality. So if you're able to obscure the line between what is objective reality and what is an illusion, then you can really put on a mass spell that influences the minds and the hearts of any and every person that falls into that trap. And if we look into the way that fear-based frequencies affect our DNA and our electromagnetic field that surrounds our bodies, the way that it affects our brains and the production of certain neurochemicals and neurotransmitters, then it's quite clear that people not knowing what to believe, fear of the unknown is the worst fear of all, people not knowing what to believe will create chaos.
Well, that's absolutely right. I've got so many questions. It's fascinating to have you here. We have the Q Shaman joining us, Jake Chansley. Jake, would you like to take some phone calls from the listeners?
Absolutely.
Well, let's do this. Let's fire
I never
up.
Run from controversy.
I love it. Let's fire up the phone system, get it turned on, get John in there to take the calls. And in about 5 minutes, I'll open the phones up, or about 3 minutes, we'll open the phones up. Because they're computerized phones, so I'm just going to turn it on. And then we will open the phones up. You talk to the Q Shaman, Jake Chansley. Let me ask you this. One reason I got mad at you, and we'll play some clips coming up of it, and I've apologized and went overboard because I was just mad and just was, you know, venting on you, and I shouldn't have been. That's why I'm sorry for it. And you're definitely a victim of this, but you're also a very intelligent, thought-provoking guy, and I've seen you on other interviews and really, really liked you, and I almost had you on as one of the first interviews, and then I had an emergency I had to go deal with, so that didn't happen. So I'm glad you're here a few months later. But what is your view of the whole Q movement now? And do you still refer to yourself as the Q shaman? Or, you know, the Q people said, oh, Biden won't be inaugurated, Trump's going to take over. You know, this kind of false hope they give so we, the people, don't take action.
Well, I never referred to myself as the Q shaman. Let's just start with that. When it comes to false narratives, this is where I'm talking about we have to understand psychological warfare techniques. Infiltration instead of invasion. Okay, so the Anons were infiltrated by counterintelligence forces, either like in the world, like MI6 or something like that, or maybe even within the intelligence apparatuses here in the United States. And what they did is they infiltrated the Anons, and then they began to spew disinformation that could easily be disproved. They began to give out all these predictions that gave people senses of hope or gave people a sense of seeing a bigger picture than anybody else. And then in the process, when these predictions didn't come true, or when it was quite clear that this information, this disinformation that was, you know, placed into the Anon community became debunked, then they demoralized the people that believed it. This is why I don't buy this whole JFK Jr. being alive and Donald Trump's vice president crap. It's the reason why I don't buy the flat earth crap. It's the reason why I didn't buy into any of these predictions. And I just said, we're going to see what happens. Because I understand psychological warfare campaigns, how they operate and how it is that, essentially, what we're witnessing here is one PSYOP, the Q PSYOP, versus the Mockingbird media PSYOP. And how, essentially, what is happening is one is trying to dispel the narrative of the other. Now, how does that occur? What happens? What happens is infiltration instead of invasion, the dispensation of disinformation into the community, getting enough people to believe it, then the Mockingbird media is going to use those disinformation agents to shine the spotlight on the community, say these things are clearly false, these things never happened.
And then misrepresent what the awake community, just like Pizzagate, you have it in the WikiLeaks, you have the confirmed pedophilia, you have them delivering children to the Podestas. You have Podesta in the Washington Post saying he likes pedophile stuff and showing photos of his art with pedophile things happening, kids in dungeons. And then by diverting off to a pizza place where stuff wasn't going on, where there wasn't a basement, that then discredits all the real stuff. So the Q thing gets built up, it gets infiltrated, then it does a bunch of stuff that's discrediting, and then that's used to discredit anybody like the Sound of Freedom or you name it.
Precisely. And so if we understood these psychological warfare techniques, if we understood infiltration instead of invasion, then the Q community, the Anons would never have allowed this to happen. They would have just marginalized it and pushed it to the side. But that wouldn't stop the Operation Mockingbird media from highlighting the things that are being said by these infiltrators.
Sure, they have their operatives that they then point at that they claim speak for us, and they create a false dialectic in the Hegelian dialectic.
That is 100% correct. And it all goes down in neurolinguistic programming, the programming of the subconscious portion of the brain to govern and control the way that a person consciously perceives reality. And it's all based on syntax. It's all based on cognitive labels, the use of words to program through linguistics, program the subconscious brain to perceive reality a certain way.
All right, stay there. We got to go to break. We got to go to break. Jake Chansley's our guest. ForbiddenTruthAcademy.com, ForbiddenTruthAcademy.com, and on Twitter at American Shaman. Be sure and follow him there. Wow, and he's a really smart guy. Probably got even smarter in jail researching all this. How do we deprogram ourselves? How do we win? What does he see unfolding? Big interview coming up. Your phone calls as well. We'll take a few phone calls on the other side for the Q Shaman.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full-spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seemed to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I love you, dude. I love you, but you gotta let me talk.
Oh, highest level military intelligence. Tell me more about it.
Are you waiting for your turn to speak, sir? Are you listening? Are you
waiting? Tell me about the highest level military intelligence.
You keep interrupting me.
Because two people are in this. I'm not talking to you, friend of Q. I'm just telling you. Oh, he's part of a larger thing than Q. Q? I understand magical powers. I'm happy with your wizard's powers. Oh, no, I'm so small part of the larger Q universe. We're now learning the secret of Q power. He is a Q priest. It is a religion. Q told us that Hillary was in a prison. He's a well-meaning person, but he's a lightweight, lightweight. Okay. Barbarian, I guess, was his earlier incantation or incarnation.
We have Q on the line.
Q shaman. Listen, you're a Q wizard. Q shaman. You are a shamanic wizard. We get that. Q shaman. Go ahead, Q shaman.
You keep interrupting me.
I suffer your Q people after this. Dude, I'm sick of it.
right. So, and that's another example of psyops. They took out of context what I said, ranting in general against the Q people, and made it about Jake Chansley. That's why I apologize, because he's a good guy. He's a smart guy. I've seen his interviews. I really respect him, and I appreciate him joining us. So, Jake, I want to give the number out for people to call you. We'll only be able to take 5 or 6 calls the time we have. I want to invite you back up to do a 2-3 hour show with us and really get into the esoteric and the New World Order and the different dimensions and what they're doing, because I agree with you. I think you're really dead on. Now we even see the Pentagon talking about this stuff in front of Congress. It's getting crazier and crazier. The toll-free number to talk to Jake is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Quick questions or comments for Jake. We've only got time to take about 5 calls. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. But, Jake, getting back to the psyops, the brainwashing, the programming, how does the average person become aware of this? A lot of our audience is already aware of it. And how do we get other people shaken out of it? Because the average leftist serving BlackRock and the New World Order and supporting all the transgender surgeries, the human smuggling, the open borders, the Ukraine war, the GMO, the eating the bugs, it's all going to hurt them. They're useful idiots, but they feel like they're winning because they're in a daze. They're under a trance. They're under a spell. How do we shake them out of it?
Well, one of the best ways is to ask questions. So if you ask questions and you're not trying to bombard them with facts, then you're more likely to gain some ground. Also, remaining calm, remaining at peace inside of yourself, and not allowing the fact that these people are willingly and willfully blinded and under this spell to get to you emotionally. So what you want to do is ask questions in a very calm fashion. For example, you could say to them, so you think that the government is corrupt, right? And they'll say, yeah, you know, the government's corrupt. Or at least they most likely will. And then you say, okay, so how is it that trusting the people that created all these problems in the government to fix them in like 2 to 4 years, how is that going to solve the problem? You know, what you want to do is plant seeds. And you have to understand that you probably won't win people over right away. What you want to do is plant seeds that will cause them to then question the reality that they have been spoon-fed. And another way that you can end up helping to reprogram people's minds is by implanting or talking about things that they haven't heard about. For example, most people in the environmental community and the environmental activist community, they don't even know who Nikola Tesla is. They don't even know what Tesla Tower technology is. They have no idea that the J.P. Morgan and Rockefellers and all these people stood in the way of infinite, free, clean, wireless electricity getting out to the people over 100 years ago. So when you introduce an idea like that and you say, yeah, I agree, these pollutants are terrible. They're causing cancer. They're destroying ecosystems. They're, you know, the GMOs are just god awful and they're destroying the life of bees. The colony collapse is happening all over the world. I totally agree. Have you heard about Nikola Tesla and Tesla Tower technology and infinite free clean wireless electricity? And then a lot of the time they're like,
exactly.
No.
They're suppressing all proven. They did a hoax saying Flans and Paishan were wrong 30 years ago. It turns out it's all real. They're suppressing it.
Precisely. So what we're doing is we're creating neutral ground that Republican and Democrat voters can agree on. And everybody can agree that if there's an infinite free clean source of wireless electricity that we can tap into, that will stabilize our economy, will create independence all over the country, all over the world.
Your free energy will revolutionize everything. It'll free us.
Yes. And it creates a decentralized grid. And what are the globalists trying to do? They're trying to centralize the grid system. They're trying to get everything on electronics so that they can then shut off your refrigerator or your stove or your lights if they don't like your political opinion. Okay. And so that's one aspect. Another aspect is everybody in the world, I think, and everybody in the United States, every Republican and Democrat voter can agree that if there's a cure for cancer and other diseases, and there are many, then they should be released to the public in spite of the fact it will have negative effects on the pharmaceutical company's profits. Everybody can agree on that. And when you start talking to them about Dr. Rife, that's R-I-F-E, Royal Raymond Rife, and his machine, where he was actually working with Nikola Tesla to create this thing, where they would destroy disease through the use
of sound and frequency. Let me stop you. I talked to one of Bloomberg's head people, and I'd already heard this from another high-level individual, and they said that not only does he use it, and there's a lot of fraud selling fraudulent machines, folks, so I'm not saying go out and buy all these Rife machines, but... And I also learned this from some of the people that actually treat these folks. But then I talked to the people that witnessed it, where, and just to show this is a real story for Bloomberg and everybody else, Bloomberg has deformed feet that are 4 inches long. So he wears size 10s and packs them with newspaper. And he also wears what he calls lucky socks he's had for 40 years that are all patched up. He's crazy. He has 4-inch feet. He wears fake shoes that are... fake because they make his feet look bigger. Okay, that's just a little tidbit about how true this is. Just like I said a week and a half ago, I said Trump will be indicted on Tuesday, print himself in Thursday. That was directly from the courthouse. But he has a Royal Raymond Rife machine that was made by the Pentagon. So the Pentagon has these. This is has a Pentagon patent on it. And there he has to basically lease it from the Pentagon. And he has an army officer in plain clothes with him. And then he literally couldn't get off the jet one time, and they hooked him up to this for an hour, and he was fine afterwards. So whether people think this is real or not, Bloomberg's got one. That's what he does. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, this is where we get into this notion of the 5,000 to 6,000 disruptive patents that we as taxpayers have paid for and have been classified and are being kept and withheld from the public because they are quote unquote disruptive patents, which means that they would disrupt the monopolies that these globalist
They call them disruptive technologies.
Right. So these patents have the capability of transforming our society. They have the capability of doing things like, yes, curing disease or getting rid of pain. They have the capability of creating infinite free energy. They have the capability of cleaning up all of the pollutants that are in the ecosystem, in the water, in the air, in the soil. All of these things. They have these capabilities. They have the capability with like anti-gravity craft. I mean, Donald Trump, he declassified 3 patents during his administration in 2020. 1 was a room temperature superconductor. 2 was a 0-point energy engine. And 3 was a TR-3B, a triangular shaped craft that uses inertia propulsion or anti-gravity in order to, move through space and time. And like, nobody's talking about this, and I don't understand. Look it up. Salvador Pius. He's the one that filed for the patents. These things were released in 2020. I just don't understand why even Donald Trump isn't talking about this. This is like the future for humanity
Jake,
here.
There's no
like,
doubt.
This changes the game.
There's no doubt. When my dad was in high school, he got selected for Plan 2 at UT when he was 14. By 15, he was in secret programs. They had a secret nuclear reactor under UT. People didn't believe me, and later it came out. And my dad was being inducted into this. He got out of it later, but it was a whole breakaway civilization. They had CD-ROMs when my dad was 17 years old in like 1966 at UT, and they were showing him computers and CD-ROMs.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't wear the headdress. You don't do that anymore. I'd love to. I know you're on probation right now.
Oh, I still do it.
Okay.
No, I still do it.
Well, maybe tomorrow you can wear it for us because it's powerful iconography. All right, fantastic. We'll do the show tomorrow in that, so you get it. All right, well, I'm impressed. I thought you were really, dumb, but they were taking you out of context, and that's what they do to me, too. They take stuff I do out of context, and it sounds completely ridiculous. People hear the real show, and they get it. So I apologize for, not following my own advice and just going with the official story. Let's go ahead and go to some phone calls. I want to take a mean phone call first because I don't agree with them at all, and I'm not mad at Katie. But Katie says, and we don't ask you to tell us what you want to talk about, but if they volunteer it, they put it on the board. Katie in Las Vegas says, some folks think Jacob is a Fed because he was released. I want to say something. Trump's not a Fed. Jake's not a Fed. I'm not a Fed. Stop thinking there's only evil and there's not good people. Now, he was in for 27 months. They knew the footage was coming out. They let him in and let him in like everybody else. I believe they were like, whoa, he's a good guy. We really, this is too obvious. He doesn't think that fed into it. I think it did, but they knew that Tucker was about to release this. Regardless, he's not a Fed, folks. And to say that, he didn't help break in like Ray Epps or the D.C. police. So well, let's hear. I'm not mad. It's not a bad question. I think it's good to get it out there. I can just tell you, unequivocally not true in my view. Kate, go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for letting me ask my question. The first, I'm going to tell you why I think that I'm suspicious of you. Hi, Jacob. And then I'll let you respond. The reason why is I was at the Arizona rally, the Stop the Steal rally, in November after the election. And I saw you there, and you were talking about child trafficking and things like that way more than you were addressing Stop the Steal. And then after that was January 6th, and I found out you had a Navy background. And everyone knows, like, Matt Bracken, who everybody, I won't say what he did, but everyone knows what Matt Bracken did, who has a Navy background, on Alex's show. And then a lot of other people who have Navy backgrounds like you do have a intelligence background as well. So all of that combined with you not getting out, or getting out earlier, and all those other people not getting out, and, you know, well, that's my question. Why did you get out so much earlier than other people, have a Navy background, and go to a Stop the Steal rally and not talk very much about Donald Trump?
Okay, let's let you respond to Katie. Go ahead.
Okay, so I got out earlier than other people because I went in earlier than other people. I was arrested on January 9th. I was not allowed to be released on pretrial release. I was given a 41-month sentence. I served 27 months in prison, total of 29 months in BOP custody, and I got 12 months off of my sentence, like I said before, due to 6 months of good time. You only serve 85% of your time in federal prison, as long as you have good behavior, and I had 6 months worth of First Step Act credits or FSA credits that gave me a total of 12 months off my sentence. Okay, now, yeah, I was in the United States Navy. I served my country proudly. And when it comes to being at a Stop the Steal rally, I was actually forced out by the people like Ali Alexander because I wasn't towing their talking point line. I was doing everything that I could to expose the deep state at its core and what it is that the deep state was doing, not just regarding the elections, but also the suppression of technology, because once this technology gets out to the people, everything changes. Our consciousness changes.
All right, so, Katie, you want a quick comeback real quick? Because I'm going to move on to other callers. Go ahead.
No, it's just that there are a lot of people who haven't even had their trials yet still in there, and I wish you would start talking about them if you really don't have some other agenda. You know, those people, we need to make sure they get out and get their cases heard.
Okay, Katie, I appreciate your call. I'm not trying to be mean, but, I mean, I really find no fault with this man. He spent 27 months in jail. They know he's innocent. They knew the footage was coming out. That's incredibly damning, so they let him out right before, or right after that. We disagree on why that happened, but, I mean, how is him exposing the New World Order and mind control and free energy? I don't see that serving him. That's the opposite of what they want. And I never understand when there's so many obvious operatives on MSNBC and CNN saying, arrest all the Trump supporters, make a seat bugs, force inject us, and then a guy against all that is a Fed. Or if you ever were in the military. A lot of my family was in the military. People say Jones is a psyop because he said he had family in the CIA. I've been saying that for 29 years. They're the ones that told me the government was bad. My uncle told me the government was trafficking kids. He got out of the government because of that. The idea that, oh, you worked in the government, so you must be bad. I mean, look at Edward Snowden. Look at all these whistleblowers. I mean, we need to celebrate these people, not sit there and say they're feds. There's this holier than thou thing that goes on. I'm not attacking you, lady, but where people go, well, Jones is good, but he's a controlled opposition. Well, if I'm controlled, I don't know it. Okay. I mean, I'm under massive sustained attack. They're trying to put me and Owen in prison right now. And I appreciate your call. I don't mean to rant. You want to say anything else to her?
Alex? Yeah, I just want to say I think that this is really important. Like what we were talking about earlier about people not knowing what to believe, okay? Because the unknown is what people fear the most. When people don't know what to believe, they'll believe anything that gives them comfort, that gives them some sort of a feeling like they have a grasp on reality. So I think a lot of these people that think that I'm a Fed or that I'm an actor or a CIA asset or whatever, BLM, Antifa, I think that what they have to do is admit to themselves that they don't know what's going on, and then that actually terrifies them. But if you just watch my videos, if you go to my podcast on Rumble, Forbidden Truth Podcast, if you go to my Occult Apocalypse show on Rumble, if you watch my interviews, then you will find that I'm one of the good guys.
All right. I think you're one of the good guys. And I think it's a reasonable question. I'm not mad at her. I just, this Fed. They don't have all the power, folks. Believe me. Four in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Jacob, I appreciate everything you said today. God bless you and Alex and all of us, all the listeners. I disagree also with the last caller. You go do 10 months in solitaire, lady, and then come talk to us. Jacob, my question to you is this. You know, today, I agree with everything you said today, by the way. We are all good people that want to resolve this peacefully. But at what point in time do we stand up? I mean, we're starting to hear talk of we need to have our militias. Ann Vanderspiel said it. You know, others. I think Alex said it yesterday. But at what point do we push the talk aside for a moment? We keep it we don't shelf it. We just push it aside for a second, and we protect ourselves. Because what they're about to do is shut the power, our communications off, and try to roadblock us into basically death. So
what do we do when they release a new virus, cut the power off, and try to put our leaders in FEMA camps? Because we're winning peacefully. They're not going to let us do that. That's a really good question.
Okay, so first of all, love that name, Thor. All right. Second of all, what I want you to try to understand is this. The real battleground is the mind. Okay, there's something called full spectrum dominance. It is a military term. It means, first of all, control of the psyche of the population through psychological warfare techniques. And then from the control of the population's minds, you get control over the land, over the seas, over the air and the airspace, over the subterranean, deep underground military bases, over the extraterrestrial or space and satellites, over the chemical and biological agents, and over technology, things like cell phones, cell phone towers, televisions, radio, computers, etc. So this is full spectrum dominance. And now the globalists, these less than 1%ers, knew that they could not be God, but they could actually try to play God by creating a system within which they have full spectrum dominance. Now they maintain full spectrum dominance through the fiat currency. All right. But the one thing that gives them full spectrum dominance more than anything, fiat currency, the psychotronic weaponry, the computers, the chemical biological agents, all that stuff. What gives them real control is control of our minds. So the battleground is the mind.
You're totally right. We got to go to break. We've got Dr. Peter McCullough with huge breaking news coming up, but he comes on at 6 after. Do 5 more minutes with us. And then tomorrow, 12 noon Central, 2 hours commercial free with Jake. Jake, stay there and do 5 more minutes with us, okay? I got to do this or I won't be here. We're funded by you folks. T-shirts, books, films, the water filtration, and storable food sale has to end next Wednesday. 10% off is a gigantic discount. We usually make 30% on it. We make 20%. They're the very best rated. Everybody needs this. You need to get it. Infowarsstore.com for water filtration, air filtration. Please shop with us. Keep us on air. Vitamineral Fusion sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock. Sold out for almost 3 years. We've got the 30 parts per million colloidal silver, silver bullet, back in stock. We've got the 3,000 milligram, even more strong than we had, full spectrum CBD, so good for neurological systems. It's all there. Big sale, double Patriot points. Christmas comes in August. Sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is revolutionary information, but the dog only hunts when you feed the dog and let it out. Let the dog out. Feed the dog. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. But whatever you do, share the links. We'll be right back.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
And so